He still comes a bit. At one time we thought he would just come up here, but he's been coming a bit more. So we would like to welcome him. He's going to speak for a few minutes to all of us. Let's absorb what he has to say about mentorship. Hare Krishna, we would like
Hare
to
Krishna.
And just before he speaks on behalf of the people here, I just want to welcome Sri Damin Kishori to our assembly here as well. And originally this was a gathering with both of them being with us here. They, as you know, they head up the GBC Strategic Planning Committee on the care of devotees. So that's been going, I think, going 5 years, 6 years. And they finally come to some consensus on that, and they've produced the paper and a course as well, I believe. They do teach all over the world. They've just come back from Mauritius in South Africa, where they were speaking about devotee care. Tomorrow they leave for the Ukraine, where they will be once again advising the leaders on that. And another place that they do go is Hungary, and Maharaj will speak about that experience that they have there as well. I just wanted to say that obviously mentorship is something that I mentioned in the initiation as well. That it's one of the things that's really how we're going to care for devotees for a whole lifetime. And there's a variety of ways we all thought about it, but the counselor system, the mentorship system, whatever we call it, unless we stay with it, we'll have nothing in due course of time. It will just be, you know, group of individuals that will look after so many people and may just end up as the temple president is the only one that's having to look after everyone, and that won't last too long either. So it's a very organic way, a very good way, a way to really get all the devotees to come to the market and do something. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And maybe I'll ask everyone to just move up, seeing that there's a huge vacuum here between Maharaj and so if everyone comes closer, unless you need the wall, just come on right close up, because as devotees are coming in, it will just disturb everything else. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Anyway, briefly, I'll let Sri Dham Kishore actually take over. Can you close the door behind yourself when you come in? It's devotee care. You have to care. And I guess the reason we have a devotee care department is to be proactive. It has certain implications also. It means that perhaps in the past we didn't care. What's the Krishna consciousness movement about? Anyway, it's about devotees. Devotees, Sangha, and association. My personal experience has been very positive. The sort of bottleneck caring system that Shruti was talking about really chokes you. If it's the temple president or a few devotees who are responsible for the positive, the progress of Vaishnavas, or dealing with other issues, first of all, it becomes strategically, practically speaking, impossible, because it's like a family. There's only so many children you can have, and after a while you start forgetting who their names are. So as Krishna consciousness spreads, it's just a limit as to how many people you can look after. Well, the army is a good example. You know, the of course different armies, but generally it's 8, 9, maximum 10 before there's the next. So there's there's a private, every 10 privates say there's a corporal, every 10 corporals there's a sergeant, every 10 sergeants there's a captain and major, and it goes on like that. Why? Because as soon as your attention span goes beyond 8, 10 people, then you can't run an army, at least. So we're not running an army, but at the same time, we want to keep those soldiers out of harm's way also. And in order to do that, to be able to communicate and facilitate. So the fact that you've taken on that service is extremely valuable. The other aspect of it is the conflict of interest. And I've been in many situations where it's very difficult for me to speak objectively to someone when I'm also their authority, because sometimes the advice doesn't necessarily benefit the service, or the service hasn't benefited the advice, and therefore the conflict arises between the two, that someone who's actually managing devotees' service and their engagement in Krishna consciousness is also the person who's advising and guiding them together. Of course, there shouldn't be a conflict. There shouldn't be a conflict in the sense that now that more or less the two are in two different camps, but actually it's all under one umbrella, and there shouldn't be a conflict between the advice and the service. But the objectivity in terms of approaching the individuals, one becomes very much more clearly focused in terms of service orientation, and the other one is in terms of individual. And it's taken a phenomenal amount of load off me. I guess the third one is as a spiritual master, that this idea that I have to go to Guru Maharaj for everything that's going on in my life, good or otherwise, it's fine if we're really a Gurukula, where you're in a little village and there's a guru living in a hut under a tree and he's got 15, 20 disciples, then it's easy. But when you're talking about hundreds, and with some others you're talking about thousands, and with some you're talking about tens of thousands, you just don't have that much time in a day. And that's not my only service. I've got a service as a GBC still, and aside from that I want to be able to preach, and so. And I want to also, on top of everything else, be Krishna conscious, which means I need to invest time and energy in myself. So it's a great facility, and it's something that really needs to expand or develop in order to adjust this to the needs of the devotees. I guess you all know what issues that you're dealing with. I hope that counselors are not just problem solvers. Ultimately, our issue is really being proactive, that the main problem should be, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Ishwara Puri, he said, you gave me this mantra, and since I've been chanting this mantra, I sort of lost my mental equilibrium, and I don't know what to do with these different symptoms. Sometimes I'm crying, sometimes I'm rolling on the ground. You get a lot of that problem coming up? That's the problem. That should be what the devotees are coming about. How do I subdue spiritual ecstasy? I don't know how to handle it. That's Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, if we're always just on this path of anartha nivritti, and just working always with anarthas, ultimately will end up becoming mayavadis. Why? Because the Brahma Jyoti is the only place to go to get away from all these headaches all the time. So, you know, psychiatrists end up needing psychiatrists, because you can only live with so many problems. And Chanaka Pandit says that one comes to distress by dealing with the miserable, by too much dealing with the miserable. So hopefully that's not what the counselor system is. The counselor system is about really progressive things in Krishna consciousness, about deepening our spiritual practices, about becoming better persons. And especially this aspect, which has sort of been in my sights for the last 5 years, the importance of how devotees become better persons. And by becoming better persons, it becomes much easier for them to become better devotees. Jumping over the former doesn't work, that I'm just a devotee, so I don't have to worry about human traits, which unfortunately in today's culture, educational system, are no longer the focus, they're no longer in the forefront. It's no longer very important. Well, what to speak of education, but even in the home, it's no longer so important who you are, it's just important what you are. Diploma, success, profession, make your mark in the world, achieve a certain status, what it takes to get there, it doesn't matter. But it does matter, and especially it matters if we really want to be good devotees, so that becomes the platform of being a human being, because Krishna consciousness is for that, is for humans. And in terms of the importance, I sent you that quote from 11th canto that Krishna himself says that, remember how it goes? He says those persons who save devotees and Brahmins at times of distress, it's particularly about devotee care and how it's actually the duty of Vaishnavas to care for others, and if they neglect them, then they lose Krishna's favor. It's in the 11th canto. It's a very, very, very wonderful verse. So, anyway, I won't go on for too long. Thank you for your services here. Thank you to Sridharan Kishori for coming and continuing to inspire and elevate the standard of devotee care. Ultimately, our business is doing sadhusanga, to actually really give quality association and teach devotees how to take association, because sarva siddhi hoy. Then all perfections will come from this business of associating and associating together on spiritual platform, not on just a social or fun interaction. Hare Krishna.
I can ask you a question about mentorship. When we are looking after devotees as their mentors or doing their service, how would you guide us to strike the balance between prescriptive and being spontaneous? By spontaneous, I mean raising the spontaneous love and what you just hinted about the spiritual practices, and not being too prescriptive about the regulations. How to strike that balance when we are trying to advise somebody?
Well, prescriptive in terms of regulations. Regulations are compulsory because we're in a society where we're practicing regulated devotion. But being prescriptive in terms of trying to apply formulas to people is not, you know, it's like children. Children are different. You have to know their nature. So preaching is about understanding person's guna, karma. What is it that, you know, inspires that person? What is it that depresses that person? What are their strengths and weaknesses? So part of preaching is to actually recognize that, to be able to recognize, for instance, when you do Sankirtan or you do other types of outreach preaching, especially, for instance, when you do book distribution, it's something that devotees have to really learn how to assimilate, that either you can just tell somebody a mantra, and here's my mantra, and hope that they relate to it, or within 30 seconds, you've got to figure out where this person's at. and be able, because it's ultimately a salesmanship and it's nothing new. It's what salesmen do. You got to, you know, you can't say the same line to every customer, otherwise you're not going to sell many of whatever it is that you're selling. So in mentorship, ultimately, we're also giving Krishna consciousness to others. So we need to know what is it to be able to appraise each individual. We know our individual devotees, dependents, and we know that what works for this one is not necessarily going to work for someone else, but it still has to be within the frame of our Krishna conscious lifestyle and everything else. That takes experience. It takes wisdom. And it comes with time, and certainly also comes by hearing, really knowing a person well. So that's another issue of that, you know, you've got a temple president, he can't hear 200 people. So the tendency to be prescriptive is going to be a lot higher than if you've got 10, 15 people, and you hear them, and over time you really get to know them. And then when you know somebody, then you know what to prescribe. So, you know, you go to a doctor, say, I got a headache. A lot of things cause headaches, but you don't give the same prescription. Okay, you've got a headache, here, take this pill, and everyone gets the same pill. But it may be different things that cause the headache. So you need to know how to take the pulse, how to do a proper diagnosis, and find out that this person's got a headache just because he's tensed up and his neck muscles are tense, and this person's got a headache because, I don't know, he's got a brain tumor. So aspirin's not going to help the person with a brain tumor. Something else? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. We'll leave it to you. Really good verse, that verse. I didn't memorize it. I just knew. It's Bhagavatam. It's about devotee care. It's a very beautiful verse. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you.